This is the show A to Z. For today's program, Brother Muhammad is going to talk to us about Islamic education. Stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In today's discussion with regards to Islamic education, we would like to look at an important aspect of the life of a Muslim. And this is, in fact, one of the important practices in the Islamic faith, and that is the prayer, Salah. Salah is such an important aspect of religion that it is called the pillar of faith. And indeed, inculcating and educating our children with regards to Salah is an important responsibility of the parents. The parents need to realize that on one hand, there are different ways they can go about teaching Salah, but the most important way is the practical role modeling of Salah. Indeed, when the parents themselves stand to pray, the children get interested in what is going on and they would like to emulate their parents in Salah. Now, on one hand, apart from emulating it, it's not necessary for us to force them, as the process of nurturing Salah needs to be done over a span of time with important introductions and reminders at stages along the way. And the children need to be taken slowly and gradually, without any extremism, without any excess, and thereafter slowly guiding them through the process of Salah. One of the very important ways of teaching the details of Salah is, again, role modeling and practically showing and demonstrating the different acts of Salah. We find in the traditions and the lifestyle of the Ma'sumin alayhim as-salam, the holy infallibles, that they would likewise take the time out and explain and demonstrate for their followers or those who come to ask the precise method of praying Salah. And this is again very important, because when the observer is observing the demonstration, they look at fine details as well. And the demonstrator as well has an opportunity to lay out the defined details and place reminders here and there to grab the attention of the listener. Now, on one hand, we find Rasulullah himself, when he began the process of Salah and teaching it to the Muslims, when Salah became an obligation on them, Rasulullah stood for prayer and he said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Pray just like you see me praying. And indeed, Rasulullah, when he would pray, he would not only pray with the wajibat, but he would pray with the mustahabbat. And truly, Rasulullah's state would change when he would be praying Salah. And indeed, this was a source of inspiration, the fountainhead of Salah, the person who had the most perfect Salah, teaching the Muslims how to pray Salah. And indeed, the Muslims learned from that and they implemented it in their lives. When we look at the lifestyle and the traditions from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, we find that the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam would, on one hand, not only encourage their companions to pray Salat, but as time would pass and as they would grow older, the expectations would grow as well. And they would expect their companions to be praying Salah with its etiquette. But when it came to introducing and demonstrating Salah, we have a tradition from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam that his companion Hammad came to him. And he said, Imam, can you please show me how to pray Salah? And Imam stood with a very straight, erect posture, and he stood facing the Qibla, and he placed his hand on his thighs, and his feet were together with a span of three fingers between them, and they were all facing towards the Qibla without any deviation, and with all humility and attention, he stood and said, "Allahu Akbar." And he recited Surah Al-Hamd, Surah Al-Fatiha, and Surah At-Tawheed. And he recited them with tartil, with recitation in measured tones. And thereafter, after completing the recitation of the surahs, he paused for refreshing his breath and he said, Allahu Akbar. And he raised his hands near his face and he went into ruku'. And thereafter, the tradition continues in such detail. It tells us exactly how Imam Sadiq alayhi salam prayed salah. When he bent for ruku', his back was straight, such that not a single drop, if it fell on his back, would go in any specific direction. And thereafter, he recited Subhana Rabbiya al-Azim wa bihamdi. He stood up again straight without any bendings. When he stood up straight again, he said, Sami Allahu liman hamida, and said, Allahu Akbar, and went again into the state of sujood. And when he placed his hands, he made sure the seven body parts that are supposed to be on the ground were specifically on the ground. And this is where he even told Hammad that, O Hammad, these are seven parts of the body that must be on the ground, and as the verse of the Holy Quran says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. He said the masajid here refers to the seven parts of the body that need to be on the ground. And Imam alayhi salam continued, and Hammad is documenting this salah of Imam al-Sadiq in such detail that if a person even today was to read this, he can actually picture exactly how the demonstration by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was presented. So indeed, we learn from this tradition that when we are teaching our children how to pray, let's not just expect them to watch us on our own salah, on our own when we pray our salah. Rather, we should take the time out and we should demonstrate to them each and every detail of salah properly with explanations, such that the children themselves are able to pray salah. Let's not leave it on the madrasa or the school or another person. Rather, it is important on ourselves as parents to take the time out and pray salah properly and make sure our children are able to pray salah properly. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion. Until next time, fi amanillah, under God's protection.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.